Today we continue with lesson number 30 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Chulin. We continue with the ninth Perek, Ha'or V'Horotev, with the third and fourth Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. In the previous two Mishnayos, we learned that the hide or skin of a behemoth is not metame as its flesh is metame. Meaning, once you peel off the hide from the nevela of an animal, it is not metame anymore. This is not only true of a behemoth, of a cow, it's also true of a chaya, of a deer. However, as long as the or, as the hide, is still mechubar, is still attached to the flesh of the animal, then the person who touches the or, it's as if he's touched the flesh. And if in the flesh there is sufficient quantity of flesh to be metame tumas nevelos, meaning the size of a kezias, the person has become tome. Even though he never touched the flesh, he only touched the or, but the or is still attached to the flesh. Our Mishnah will teach us the situation. Suppose you have the skin of the animal, the hide, which has been partially flayed, partially peeled off the flesh. What is the shiur, what is the amount, the quantity of or which is hufshat, which is flayed, peeled off, so that it is no longer considered mechubar to the bosor, so that the person who touches the or will not become tome as he would had he touched the bosor itself. So the Mishnah says, Hamavshit babehema uvachaya, a person who is flaying, stripping off, peeling off the hide, the skin, from a behema uvachaya, a cow or a deer, batahora uvatameya, various ways to translate this. We'll follow those who say, the Rambam, that batahoro vatmeya means whether it is a tahora, a cow or a deer, or whether it is a tameya, a donkey or a pig, badaka uvagasa, whether it's a small animal like a goat or a big one like an ox. So if you're flaying this animal for the purposes of producing out of its hide a shatiach, a carpet, a rug, a mat, etc., the shatiach. So when a person flays an animal in order to produce a shatiach, what he does is he tries to peel off long, narrow sections of hide from the animal, so that this way he will have a nice long strip of leather, 6-8 inches wide, and out of that he can sit on it, or he can put it on his bed or on his tablecloth or whatever. He has a sheet of leather. Well, if that's what he's doing, that's how he's flaying, so then the rule is kedei achiza, meaning as long as the hide is attached to the animal, he hasn't started flaying it yet, of course. If he touches the or is michubar to the bosor, he's metame tumas nevela. However, remember, the animal here has not been shechted kosher, but rather it is an animal hit by a truck, and so the animal is nevela. And he is now flaying it in order to produce a long strip of leather. So before he starts the process, if he touches the or, he's tome tumas nevela. But suppose he has begun to flay, and he has peeled off so much of the hide that he now can hold on to it like a handle, which Chazal define as two fist lengths, shiur shnei tfochim. So once he's done that, now effectively the or is defined as no longer mechubar lebosor. Now it is mufshat, all right? Until that point, until the tutvachim, it's part of the animal. It's what's called a yad, a handle for the animil. And there, until that point of kedei achiza, of two tvochim. It is part of the animal. If you touch the hide, you touch the flesh and your tummy. But once you flayed more than kedei achiza, once you flayed more than two tvochim, so now the or hamufshat, the or which has been flayed, is no longer considered mechubar to the basar. It's no longer a yad because you've peeled off more than a yad. And then if the behema is an avela, the or which has been flayed is not metame, the person who touches it. By the way, in reverse, suppose the animal is not hit by a truck, but the animal is a kosher animal slaughtered by a proper shechita. But the person who's doing the flaying is tame. Let's say he's tame tumas meis. He just came back from a funeral or whatever. So then, up until the time that the animal has not yet been flayed, these two tvochim, if the person who's tame touches this animal, he renders the animal tame. However, once it's been flayed, these two tvochim, this kedei achiza, then if he touches the or hamufshat, he has not touched the basar, and the animal is not tame. The Mishnah continues. But suppose he's flaying the animal not to produce a shotiach, not to produce a mat, a sheet, a tablecloth, a mattress cover, or whatever, a carpet, but rather ulechemes. He's trying to produce a jug, a flask. So what he wants is a hide which is already in the shape of a container. Then he has to do it very carefully. And what he does is he makes an incision around the neck of the animal and flays, not in any one section, but flays carefully so that he can kind of remove intact the animal's hide from the neck down toward the bottom. Then he can just close up the bottom and he's got himself a container which he can put cheese or wine or whatever. So if he is flaying lachemes, and he is starting from the neck down toward the feet of the animal. Once he has flayed it down to the sternum, to the chest bone, then it is no longer considered part of the basar. In other words, until he was mafshit the choze, when he's coming from the neck down and peeling it from all sides of the circumference and peeling the animal downward, peeling the skin off downward, so until he has flayed so far down that he has flayed below the chaza, so we still consider the or to be attached to the animal. It's still mechubar. And if he touches the or at that point, it's like he touched the basar. If we're talking about an animal which was hit by a truck, a nevela, so he becomes tome. The reason being, because it's a very difficult process to flay it this way and to retain it intact. And the most delicate part is when you're flaying it in the chest region. I think, because the chozeh, the sternum bone, protrudes a bit, and which when you're trying to peel the hide from above it, sometimes the bone of the chozeh rips into the ore, spoiling the whole process. Once you flayed it down, coming from head to toe, and you flayed beyond the chozeh, then you're in the clear. Because then you have no hard bones which might protrude and ruin your chemes, the chemes you're trying to produce here. Suppose, however, says the Mishnah, Hamargil, suppose the person doesn't start from the neck down, but he starts from the feet up, he hangs the animal by its feet, head downwards, and he starts flaying it from the feet down, meaning from the feet down toward the head, because he's holding the animal upside down. That's hamargil. So in such a case, says the Mishnah, kulo chibur latuma. The whole or is considered mechubar to the basar. It's a chibur all the way. And the person who touches it, no matter how much of it he's flayed, is as if he touched the flesh until he has stripped off all of the hide from the basar. Because in this case, when he's holding the animal upside down, where's the chest bone? All the way at the end of the process, near the head. This is true, says the Mishnah, litamei ulitamei. All of these shiurim are true whether we're talking about becoming tome or making something else tome. Li tome is like lehi tome, to become tome. Meaning, if the animal in which is being flayed is a glatt kosher animal, it's a fine cow and it was shechted properly. However, the asheretz came into touch, into contact with the ore, with the hide as it's being flayed. So it depends. If the hide is considered chibur lebosar, the bosar is tameh. Ubein letameh, meaning the opposite, that the animal was not a glatt kosher animal. The animal was hit by a truck or whatever, and you're being mafshit that nevela. So there, the or hamufshat is, if it's considered chibur lebosar, then the person who's doing the hefshit, doing the flaying, becomes tameh by touching the skin. The Mishnah continues, or sha'al hatsavor, the hide of an animal. Now, we will follow here Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is that this phrase here, or sha'al hatsavor, is referring to the immediate preceding situation of margil, of a person who's flaying an animal from its feet down to its head. The animal is hanging by its feet, by its hind legs, and he's flaying it from feet down toward the head section, in which case we learned, Hamargil kulo chibur. Then because he's going to reach the sternum, the choza, last, then the whole process is not yet render the hide separate from the bosar. It's kulo chibur. In the case where he's trying to make a chemes out of it, as we've studied. However, the or shal hatsavor, the neck, which is further south, so to speak, further down where the animal's head is toward the bottom, then the chest bone, then the sternum, then the chozeh. So here, there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer eino chibur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, the rule of hamargil kulo chibur is only true until the neck. But once you've done the hefshit, the flaying down toward the neck, then even though the skin of the neck, the hide of the neck, has not yet been flayed, it's not considered mechubar, because he's got almost the whole job done. The Chachamim omrim chibur ad sheyavshit es kulo. The Chachamim say, no, it's a chibur. If you're going to be margil, if you're trying to produce a chemis, and you're starting from the feet down toward the head, then until you've completed the process and mamish removed the hide from the carcass is considered mechubar, it's part of the bosar, and it is tome. Mishnah Dalet continues. Or sheyesh olov kezayis bosar. Suppose you have hide, and attached to the hide is a kezayis of nevela. Here you have a cow, was hit by a truck, it's dead, it's now a nevela. You flay it, and on the ore you have a kezayis of good meat. Good, not halachically good, but otherwise it's perfectly good meat. Hanogeya b'tziv hayotze mimenu. Tziv, some have the girsa here, not tziv with a tzadi, but tziv with a samach. But it means a strand of meat which is protruding from the kezayis of bosa. So even though this tziv itself does not have a kezayis, or uvisaro shekenegdo, there's a hair on the hide. The hide, don't forget, is the skin of an animal, and it's hairy on the outside. So a person who touches the hair on the outside of the ore, which inside the ore is a kezayis bosor of nevela, tome. That person who's nogeya is tome, because the tziv, or the sa'a, the hair, is considered attached to the bosa, because the or is a shomer for the bosa, and the din is that if you touch the shomer, it's as if you touched the bosa. Remember, the shomer by Tumas Nevela is not mitztaref, but a nogeya b'hashomer is tomei, like the person who touched the bosa itself. Suppose hoyu olov, you have a long hide, let's say 3 feet long. And on it is not one clump of meat in one space, one place, but rather kishnei chatzoi zesim. You have two half zesim, one in the north end of the piece and one in the south end of the piece, 3 feet apart. So now, if you carry the hide with these two hefzesim, mitame b'masa, you've carried a total of a full kezias, even though the two hefzesim are not touching each other. But by carrying the whole entity, you've carried a half plus a half as a whole. So your tame tumas masa nevela, v'lo b'maga. But if you touch them, since you can't touch them both at the same time, they're too far apart, and the two negios, the two touchings, the touching of the one half zayas at the north end of the hide, and touching the half zayas at the south end of the hide, they are certainly not mitzdarev. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rabbi Yishmael says. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's quite possible to have a situation where a nevela, the part of a dead carcass of an animal, would be metame tumas masa, would be metame the person who carries it, but not metame tumas maga, wouldn't be metame the person who touches it. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva omer lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. That if you, in this situation where you have these two half zasim separated on two extreme ends of the hide, it would not be metame tumas masa or tumas maga. We'll see why a little later. We'll see why Rabbi Akiva holds this way a little later. Umode Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Akiva is mode. Bishnei chatzoi zeisim. Suppose you have two half zeisim of nevela. She techovon bekisam. You attach them with a toothpick. You take a long toothpick and put it through the one half of kezias into the other half of kezias. Now they're connected. Vihisitam. And you move it around. That moving it around is like tumas masa. Then Rabbi Akiva agrees you've been guilty of masa nevela and your tome, shehu tome. Because since you've attached with this toothpick, with this kisim, you've attached the two kezaisim together, they are now one whole kezias. Umipneima Rabbi Akiva metaher bo'or. Why was Rabbi Akiva in this situation where you have one big oar, and a chatzi zayas at one extreme end of the oar, and a chatzi zayas of nevela on the other extreme end of the oar? Why does Rabbi Akiva say that you're not only not tome tumas maga, but you're also not tome tumas maso? Mipnei sheha oar mevatlon. An interesting insight of Rabbi Akiva. A half a kezayas is not chashuv. A half a kezayas is garnished, is nothing. That is, if it's on my plate and I have a big, delicious piece of roast beef, half of a kezias, believe me, that's choshev. However, in this case, raw meat attached to a hide is not considered choshev. If you have a whole kezias worth, no, the whole kezias is choshev. You have a kezias of meat. But two chatzizesim, each chatzizias is connected to the hide. That's trivial, that's insignificant, and each half is botel, and therefore there is no shiur of a kezias to make the person tomei, even tumas maso. So we have finished Mishneh Daled, and in the process completed lesson number 30.